This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so we have a lot to talk about today. Apparently, there's a study where if people can swab their nose with iodine, they might be able to kill off the coronavirus. I want everybody to be careful. I don't want you sticking things up your nose. I think things go bad when you stick things up your nose. All right, bad things happen. It's never done me any good. But we'll talk about iodine. We'll also talk about that there's a study where people who wore glasses were less likely to get COVID. So why are we sticking stuff up our nose if COVID finds entry into the eyes? So we kind of need to talk about that. We have a couple different headlines on the vaccine in America. On one, there's a playbook on what we're going to do with the vaccine when we get it in January. Another is we're not getting the vaccine till third quarter 2021. So we'll kind of sift through that and talk about what's going on with the vaccine. If any of you guys are like, you know what, it's heck with it, I'm just going to stay home and I'm done. I feel you. And then we got drones and Ancestry Health is going to come back on. We got some cool stuff coming on with genetic sequencing. So we got a busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, since we've been talking so much about politics and, I don't know, Kanye peed on his Grammy. Did you guys hear about that? Okay, so there's been so much other news going on. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is saying, guys, look at this over here. Nobody's really listening. They go, guys, there's something going on with Europe. And America right now, since we're kind of, you know, shut off from the other countries, we're like, we don't care what's going on in Europe. We're not going there anytime soon. You might need to care. Apparently, Europe is having a, quote, very serious situation. Now, when the World Health Organization, right, who kind of wasn't really as active as we needed them to be during the beginning COVID pandemic, all of a sudden goes, guys, we got a very serious situation. We listen. So apparently, Europe has seen a huge bunch of spikes. And Europe had just kind of released or loosened some of their travel guidelines. So this is not good news. We know that Israel had to impose a second lockdown. We're going into the high holidays. The high holy days. Not good when you have a bunch of Jews that, you know, need to go and pray, because a lot of Jews don't go to temple as often as they should, you know, but then, you know, it's the high holy days, and this is the one time of year that sometimes some of us go. The religious ones are always there, but not a lot of us non-religious ones, and we can't go. We think we're going to be doomed. Yeah, about the high holy days. This is where we hope to be inscribed in the Book of Life. So for the next 10 days, you know, once Rosh Hashanah starts tomorrow night, you know, we kind of reflect. We have to make amends with our enemies. Anybody who was an enemy, we have to make up with. And there's a couple enemies who are messing with my Wikipedia, so I don't know how I can make up with them yet. And then we reflect, and we ask the Lord to inscribe us in the Book of Life. And, you know, if we can't be in temple, that's kind of hard to do at home when the kids have Netflix going on, right? And your cell phone's buzzing. So we're a little worried about that. That's not a good sign, but we'll talk about that later. So anyway, Europe is having a spike in cases. The World Health Organization starts to kind of describe what's going on there, and we'll review that today. We know Israel is going back on lockdown. We're seeing spikes in the Midwest, United States. And I know many of you, like I said, you're kind of going into virus fatigue. So what's going on here? Well, a study has come out saying, nope, it is not mutating to something more virulent. This is the same old coronavirus. We're not looking at a more virulent coronavirus. Every other day we get a study saying we have a new form of it, and it's either worse or weaker. What I think is going on is lockdown might have helped. It was devastating, all right? We've had a chance to catch up with testing. We've had a chance to catch up with how to organize and maybe do some contact tracing. So once people started to go back to school or go back to work and they had cases, we were able to, you know, display some numbers. Go, you see, they're up. They're up. Having done telemedicine, I haven't really seen COVID go down too much at all. You know, I've had people calling ever since last January, February with flu-like symptoms. So I can't say I've seen cases go up or down because, again, with telemedicine, people aren't getting tested. They think they have COVID. I'm telling them to stay home, telling them it would be nice for them to get tested and get a definitive diagnosis, and we send a note to the health department for them to get tested. I just never know if they get tested or not. So I think COVID has still always been around. Whether they're calling it the first wave or the second wave, that's very important to epidemiologists, to you and I. It means we still have it. But the other thing that's happening that we have to realize is China's in a lot of trouble right now, you know, for not telling us what the hell's going on. Trump is being accused of not telling people what happened and what was going on and the transparency, even though there's been a lot of debate that he was like, look, I want to lock down borders first. So that's not for us to debate. But because there's so much controversy over people not being open and transparent, what is happening now is every time somebody passes gas, we're going to hear about it. So, oh, there's another COVID case. Oh, there's more COVID cases. There's more COVID cases because nobody wants to be caught with not having been transparent. So if this European spike was kind of expected and we're like, well, yeah, people are going back to school and it's starting to get cold over there and, you know, colleges are going back. Yeah, we knew, you know, the cases were going to come up. You know, we knew that. But, you know, where we start to panic is, all right, you know, what is going on with the death rate? Now, I look at the next few months as being extremely significant because we don't technically have flu yet. I blame a lot of the deaths we've had to the flu season and to the pneumonia season because it's always deadly. December, January, February, I'm on the news every year talking about the Christmas heart attack. I mean, there are the Christmas coronary. We always have heart disease. It's always a very deadly time. But we don't really have flu yet, knock on wood. We don't really start seeing flu until November, which is going to be very interesting to see what's happening with these cases. And it might actually lend to what the real mortality rate is because we don't have flu interfering and kind of contaminating the data, so to speak. 1-877-DR-ALLEN, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I had done my Ancestry.com a while back, and I had asked my friends if they did theirs. And some of them were like, I don't know if I want to, know any other family members or, because they'll just ask me for money. They don't understand. That's not what it's about. The Ancestry.com, which is really, really cool, is they're able to take some of your DNA, and it's a pretty easy sample. It's a saliva sample. They're able to, trace a lot of fascinating information about it. So, I saw where my roots were from, and they even found some, family members for me, and I was like, great, because now I know who I could borrow money from. But being a doctor, I'm really fascinated more about what we're more, shall we say, vulnerable to, and what we have a predilection for from a medical standpoint. So a few weeks ago, we had Ancestry.Health, we had a representative from Ancestry.Health kind of talk to us about it, and today we have Dr. Sarah South. She is Vice President of Laboratory Sciences of Ancestry DNA to kind of tell us some of the latest of what's going on with, you know, looking at our health through our genetic samples. Dr. South, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me on the show, Dr. Dahlia.
No, that's great. That's great. So, you know, it's fascinating. Ancestry.com has been around for a while, and you guys have been, I mean, you have just perfected the technology of looking at our DNA sample. Can you kind of walk my listeners through how that works?
Yeah. So you're right. We've been using DNA for years to help identify your origins, you know, where your ancestors came from thousands of years ago, where your ancestors were migrating a few hundred years ago, and, yeah, your relatives. I laughed when you said, so now you know who to borrow money from. But there's more, of course, in your DNA than just your origins. The DNA is really about, you know, how your body functions as well. And so, of course, when the body is not functioning optimally, that's when it is affecting your health. So we know that there's links between your genetics and your health. It's not the whole story. There are going to be things about your environment as well. But the science around the links between genetics and health is certainly growing, and we know of a list of actionable health conditions that are linked to genetics. So we're talking about risk for breast cancer and colon cancer, cardiovascular conditions such as genetic propensity to high cholesterol or to develop blood clots. These are the types of conditions that we include in Ancestry Health. We look at your DNA with a more advanced sequencing technology than we've done for origins. This technology is really optimized for digging deep into these genes that are associated with health so that if a risk is present, this technology is more likely to identify that risk. Although I will caution your listeners to not think of this as I'm going to rule out cancer, because again, not everything is genetics and every technology has some limitations, but there is this technology is designed to help you identify those risks if they're present, and then the information that is provided back to you is really done in a supportive step-by-step report where it's going to be, here's what was tested, here's what was found, and here are the next key things for you to do to take preventative actions and stay healthy. And then here's information for you to share with your healthcare provider so they can be your partner in it may be some screening that you need to do, it may be some different medications that you need to consider, but they're going to be your partner in these actions. Included is the opportunity to speak with a genetic counselor, and that is a healthcare professional that is specially trained to answer your questions about genetics and health. Because we want to make sure that you understand this information and you know the next step and that you share it with your physician and that you consider also sharing it with your family. So a lot of what Ancestry is about is really helping you understand you, but also helping you understand your role within the larger your larger family network. And since you share DNA with them, you may also share some of these risks with them. So create a mechanism for you to share this information with them. And again, as a mom, I know how important that is for me to take care of myself and then to also recognize what risks my family members, including my children, may have.
That is so true. You know, years ago, patients who would want this done, they would have to have a doctor order it. So they would have to pay for a doctor visit. Then they would have to have a doctor order it. And then the testing, because it was so new, it was very expensive. What I like, and correct me if I'm wrong, with Ancestry DNA, you don't need a doctor's order. This is something that people can do on their own.
We've streamlined a lot of the process. So there is still a physician involved. And it is still within that healthcare ecosystem, but again, there's a lot of streamlining of what used to be a much more arduous process. Certainly the cost of the technology has come down, and we're doing everything we can to just provide it to you at that minimal cost because we know that this is really important information and we want it to be accessible. So you go to the website, it's ancestry.com/health, and that is where you purchase the test. And again, it's very affordable. When the kit comes to you, you just spit into this tube. You just, like as you said, you just need a little bit of DNA from the saliva. You also go online, and that's where you answer questions about your personal history and your family health history. And this is reviewed by a physician. And again, this is, you don't have to make an appointment with a physician. This is all done online. But the physician is just ensuring that this test is right for you, that this is information that's going to be valuable and can take also that health information that you provide and just wrap that into the final report so that you'll understand not just what was found with your DNA, but also how that interplays with your provided family health history. So the physician then places the order, and your sample goes to a clinical laboratory, and it's processed there just like the clinical samples that are coming in from hundreds of hospitals into the same laboratory. The laboratory then creates a report of what was found and what is the clinical implication of what was found. That's provided back to the physician, who then packages it up with information that's been designed for you to help you understand the results. And so you'll get an email that says your results are ready. You'll just log into the secure ancestry portal. You'll learn about what was found, what are your next steps, and here's information for you. Here's information to share with your physician. And if you need more assistance, here's how you can contact a genetic counselor. And again, that's all included in that initial package, that initial price. So there's not like getcha or gotcha add-ons to it. And it can all be done remotely, which I think is also so important when we're all trying to think about how do we maintain the appropriate level of interaction, but also social distancing, so that we maintain our health, but we also reduce our risk, particularly with the COVID season top of mind for many people.
We're talking to Dr. Sarah Self, Vice President of Laboratory Sciences at Ancestry DNA. You know, there's been some concern that people have with in terms of, the privacy and genetic material being in a database. And one thing I want to impress on everybody is, we had this medical revolution in the late 1800s, and the newest revolution in medicine now is precision medicine. The days of, well, we're just going to treat everybody the same, and MRI and CAT scan and screen everybody is going to change, because healthcare resources are being more limited, money is running out. And so precision medicine is going to surround what you are at risk for. And we don't want to guess, so we use your DNA. So Ancestry DNA and Ancestry Health, I think, has kind of had good foresight in that they started to get involved in this sooner than we're all required to.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, we understand concerns about privacy. It's a foundation of our company that customers are in control of their data. Mm-hmm. They are in control of what is done with it. And so that's true also in Ancestry Health. In fact, the information that you're going to receive from Ancestry Health is on different servers. It's kept separate from your origins information. So again, somebody has asked me, tree is available, my family tree is available for people to see. Is my health information going to be available? And absolutely not. That's something that you control. And your sample is being processed in clinical laboratories that have, for generations processed clinical samples and have security in place, as they always have, to keep that information secure. And there are regulations that they uphold. Because, again, this is health information, and it's important, but it's also personal.
So in the last minute or so, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners on what Ancestry Health can do?
Yeah, I just want to reiterate the website. They can go there to learn more about the Ancestry Health product. It is ancestry.com/health. They can also learn about research that we have ongoing with COVID if they want to participate in that. We have another research independent of Ancestry Health, but it's really to look at the susceptibility and the severity factors, both the genetic and non-genetic factors for COVID.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, Dr. South received her PhD from Johns Hopkins, one of my favorite universities. So tell everybody they're high for me, and thank you again for coming on. Can't wait to have you come back.
Thank you. Happy to do so.
Take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
The This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a hearing on Capitol Hill, FBI Chief Chris Wray says Russia is at it again, working to disrupt the U.S. presidential election.
Primarily through what we would call malign foreign influence, as opposed to what we saw in 2016, where there was also an effort to target election infrastructure.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf was to be at that House hearing as well, but Democratic Chairman of the panel, Benny Thompson, says,
I issued a subpoena for his appearance in accordance with House and committee rules. Regrettably, he has chosen to defy the subpoena.
Moderna, which is a leading candidate to develop a COVID-19 vaccine, says it's unlikely it will now be ready to go this year. A large-scale trial probably won't even start till December. And this is USA Radio News. The Labor Department says for the third straight week, first-time jobless claims came in below a million at 860,000. What was Hurricane Sally, now losing strength, but still a huge rainmaker, dumping rain over Alabama and other southeastern states. It has been downgraded to a tropical depression, but through Friday, some parts of Alabama and Georgia could see up to what will amount to a foot of rain from that storm. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley says President Trump has been uniquely able to achieve historic peace deals in the Middle East. She spoke after a peace deal was signed Tuesday between Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Israel.
Go back to the first foreign policy speech the president gave. It was to the Arab community, and he said, let us all work together in the name of peace. And he did something no other president has done. He focused on Iran.
And this is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So often we talk about the Medicaid program and the CHIP program, and we've, you know, discussed at length, you know, how COVID affected kids and their access to health care and what we've seen in terms of those who have unfortunately lost their jobs, have been furloughed, and their access to health care. And, of course, Medicaid and its role in our health care system is so pivotal. So I'm very very, very honored to have our next guest, Dr. Doug Olson, Chief Medical Officer of the Medicaid and CHIP program from the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services, here to join us to kind of answer some of our questions. Dr. Olson, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Dr. Dahlia, thanks so much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Oh, man, and bless you and your team for everything you do, I tell you. So to begin, if you can refresh my listeners on what Medicaid is and CHIP, the CHIP program.
Absolutely. So just so people know, CHIP stands for the Children's Health Insurance Program, and Medicaid and CHIP are health insurance programs that are free or very low cost for those with low to moderate incomes. They are available across the country in all 50 states, and, you know, they provide really a breadth and depth of services to keep kids healthy every place.
I know. It's fascinating to know that many even physicians and providers fail to, I guess, know how to connect their patients to this. You'll have women who are pregnant and they say, but I don't have insurance. And, you know, many times the children can be enrolled automatically. How does that process work?
You know, a great question, because you're right. So many families, so many children are eligible for this, and they may not even know it. And so, you know, being proactive about getting that coverage is really the first step. It's that curious mind. It's that sometimes need to take the step and say, do I qualify? Does my family, do my children qualify? And really, you know, that smartphone that everybody has in their hands is the first step. So look down at it. Call 877-KIDS-NOW, 877-KIDS-NOW, or go to the website, insurekidsnow.gov, you know, insurekidsnow.gov. And, you know, that takes you to the federal website, or takes you to the federal sort of clearinghouse. They'll connect you with the state. They'll take you right to the state of Texas. And, you know, make sure that you can actually have the conversation with somebody to figure out if you qualify. So when we talk about people that qualify, you know, general rule of thumb is about $50,000 income for a family of four. But that's not hard and fast. So if folks make a little more than that, certainly if they make less than that, good chance that they qualify. And if they don't have insurance, it's a 10 or 15 minute process to see if they qualify for it, and well worth that investment of time.
Yes, your team has definitely streamlined that to make it easier. When you had said it's free, but also low, and then there's low cost alternatives, what are the low cost alternatives within the Medicaid program?
So, you know, in terms of coverage, it's free coverage across the board. There might be some sort of rare services that there isn't coverage for, but, you know, sort of across the board, it's without cost sharing. And, you know, it's certainly a little bit different in every state, but almost, you know, we think as a rule that it's, you know, without cost sharing and really is available to everybody.
It is. Yeah. Cause it's fantastic in that we have a means for people to go to with, you know, with kids, our most vulnerable population. Many of them aren't getting dental care. Many of them aren't getting their vision care. And, you know, you've been speaking a lot about academic success, and I'm blown away, and I'm sure you are as well, by how many children need glasses that aren't in glasses, you know, or they're suffering from dental caries and cavities and tooth pain, and that hasn't been addressed. And I think people just don't realize that these services are there for them.
You know, you're so right. So what's covered under CHIP, and this is for kids, you know, up to the age of 19. So we're really talking about all kids here, is, you know, comprehensive care that is dental care, that is behavioral health care, that is medical care, and a lot of it's preventive care. So going to the dentist to make sure that you prevent that cavity, going to your routine primary care provider and getting screened for things like making sure you're hitting your developmental milestones, making sure that, you know, you don't have an undiagnosed behavioral health condition, or just, you know, creating the space for kids to have those conversations if they do, because all of that's covered. And, you know, vision screenings, hearing screenings, if all of those things are discovered that kids have a problem with that, they get referred to a specialist and they get that pair of glasses, they get that needed dental care. hearing aid. They get all of those things that are necessary for them to really fully engage in school, in life, and in being a healthy kid.
Mm-hmm. We are talking to Dr. Doug Olson, Chief Medical Officer, Medicaid CHIP, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. I know a lot of states have had, you know, some significant budget shortfalls. You know, what do you anticipate in terms of funding? Can you talk a little about that?
Absolutely. So, you know, these Medicaid and CHIP have been around for decades, you know, for many, many years. And regardless of where states or the federal government is in terms of budget deficits, budget surpluses, these programs have existed, and they're going to continue to exist. So whether a state has, you know, issues with a budget or not, know that CHIP and Medicaid are going to exist, and families and parents and children can really rely on this insurance coverage to make sure that they continue to have coverage for all the stuff they need in order to, you know, really make sure that they stay healthy, and God forbid when they're not healthy, to get the care they need, whether that be an emergency room visit, whether it be a hospital visit. All of those things are covered under this, and, you know, this is the law. States have to provide it. The federal government has to provide it, and that's really a good thing for children's health.
So true. We just had College Student Health Awareness Day yesterday, and we were talking about how many people look at college students as, oh, they're fine, they're resilient, you know, they're the healthier group, and, you know, why do we have to be concerned? Well, the problem with either children or high school students or college students is you don't want to let your guard down, because if we don't take care of our younger populations appropriately and we think, okay, well, they'll still trudge through, then we create an adult population later that is unhealthy. And so I think, you know, children's care and our approach with flu or vaccinations is imperative, because otherwise we create an adult population that's unhealthy later.
You are so right. I mean, right, if someone has a rash on their face or their arm or something, you'll see it and you'll say, hey, that doesn't belong there. I need to get that treated. But, you know, if someone's not been vaccinated, they can certainly be susceptible to so many things, and they need to get those vaccinations. And, you know, all of that is covered under CHIP.
Yep.
I should also say that, you know, as kids become adolescents and they get closer to that college age, they may have great physical health, which is really a good thing. But they're you know, they may be suffering from anxiety, depression, just sort of the stress of being a teenager, or the stress of being a teenager with coronavirus around. And all of those things, if they need treatment for it or they want treatment for it, those are covered as well. And so it's really important for parents, and also for, you know, maybe some adolescents that are listening, to make sure that they have access to these types of things and know that that's part of the coverage, and that's part of being healthy and staying healthy.
So true. So in the last 30 seconds, is there an enrollment period, and how can people find more information again?
Perfect. The enrollment period is now, meaning there is no enrollment period. You can enroll 365 days a year, and the easy way to do that is one of two ways. Look down at your smartphone and either call 877-KIDS-NOW, again, 877-KIDS-NOW, or go to the website. InsureKidsNow.gov, I-N-S-U-R-E, InsureKidsNow.gov.
Dr. Olson, thank you so much. I cannot wait to have you come back. I know you're a very, very busy man. You and your team, bless you guys, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Dr. Dahlia. Have a great day.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, guys. You're back on Dr. Dolly. You show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Dr. Doug Olson of the Medicaid and CHIP program was just on. I understand we couldn't kind of Facebook Live that because I don't know how to give you guys the audio of our guests, but it will be on our podcast at iHeartRadio or TalkStream Live or GCN Live. So you definitely want to hear some of the latest with Medicaid and the CHIP program for kids. Okay, so Yelp. We're very, very aware of Yelp. Almost every business that exists gets themselves on Yelp. People love it because they could rip businesses to pieces, or they could put in their 2 cents and they could rate it, you know? Mommies love it because they're like, oh, there's my baby's business and I could give them good ratings. Exes love it because they could tear businesses apart. So there's been a lot of debate on the truthfulness of, you know, and the veracity of, you know, some of the reviews on Yelp. However, the one thing that you really kind of can't debate is when there is a business on there and then it's just closed. And Yelp has a huge data set. And they have reported that about 163,000 businesses, of the 163,000 businesses that locked down, and there's obviously more, but that they've had in their, I guess, data set, 60% of them, they're going to be done for good, or they've already closed for good. And so I think on the Yelp area, there's an area for you to say temporarily closed versus closed permanently. Although I closed my office years ago, and for some reason it took years for them to finally kind of post that it was closed, you know, and people are like, yeah, I was just there and it sucks. And I was like, but how are you just there? It was closed. It's been closed for like years. What are you talking about? Hey, the haters still just hate. It's crazy. But, I know, I wish my mom knew how to use Yelp because I could have her throw some reviews on there. But what's sad and no joke is the number of businesses that are closing permanently. And what Yelp did for us, which is very interesting, is they broke it down into which states seem to have the highest amount of closures, which type of stores, which companies still seem to be doing okay, all right? And we're not here to bag on the lawyers, but apparently some of the lawyers are still doing all right. And so some of this data is pretty striking. So restaurants still seem to be one of the largest sectors of businesses that are struggling. Now, people are thinking, well, people still need to eat, and people are still eating, and they're still doing takeout, and we've kind of broken this down, okay? When you go to eat, you're spending a heck of a lot more than if you do takeout because you're ordering a drink, and then there's room for suggestive sell. So if you're thinking, okay, well, I'm just going to get a hamburger from Red Robin or whatever, you're going to just get that hamburger. But you're going to look at the menu, go, oh, you know what, maybe I'll get the strawberry lemonade. Or, you know what, maybe, yeah, let's get the nachos also, or let's do this. So you end up spending more. Plus, you're not able to take alcohol, usually on carryout. I know there's been some margarita places and some stores, you know, and restaurants selling alcohol. But alcohol is where the companies make their biggest profit. And so if they're not selling you drinks and you're not coming in on a Friday or Saturday night or watching football or whatever, if they can't sell alcohol to you, they can't make it. And restaurants are already on a very thin profit margin. Plus, with everything going on with farmers and stuff, food prices are going up. Now that they had to get rid of all their menus and go to paper menus, that also costs money. Now that they had to add all this PPE and they had to staff differently and they could only have X amount of people in the restaurant if it is allowed to open, it's just not cutting it. So when you look at some of the industries that are struggling, women's clothing is struggling. I know I've been doing rewears like all summer. I did buy a couple new clothes online or whatever, but for the most part, I'm not going out. So if I'm not going out, I might as well wear you guys know what my closet looks like. I don't have to keep wearing new clothes, you know? I mean, you know, as long as I'm wearing clothes, you know, have I gone in and tried on clothes? And no, I haven't gone into a retail store. Pizza has hurt. Men's clothing has hurt. They say home decor. So you would think a lot of people would be home and they'd be kind of, you know, fixing up their house and all that. I promised I was going to. I'm like, great, if we're going to be locked down and I'm going to be home more, I'm going to decorate the house. I didn't decorate the house. You know, I've decorated it with some pizza boxes, right, and some empty diet soda cans, but did I really stop and decorate? Why? Why didn't home decor go up? Well, you can't have people over. I haven't had a party in my house for over a year. Has it been over here? Well, we had a little get-together, but it was a bunch of dudes, so, you know, guys really don't really care, luckily, about home decor. But I haven't had women over at my house. So, if I did get something, and then I'm like, well, I have to have a party. Well, if I'm not having a party, I could still leave the crappy stuff I have on my walls still there. So, home decor was a biggie. Who's been doing well? Well, lawyers, still doing okay. Accountants, still doing okay. Auto body shops have still been doing okay. Why? Well, less people are flying, so they're in the car. Towing companies have been doing pretty well. In New York, the movers, the moving companies have been doing really, really well out of New York and I think out of California. Nevada has been inundated with Californians. We have more Californians here than I think Nevadans now. I mean, people have been moving. I was originally from California, but I don't think I get to be called a Californian because that was a long, long time ago. But I'm still from California. Landscapers doing well, plumbing, so interesting. A lot of the things that, like our refrigerator went out, the air conditioning in my car has gone out in a total of a week, just everything's starting to fall apart. So we need an appliance. I need to fix my car's air conditioning, you know? So a lot of home repair and home type stuff has been able to go up. So there are still some businesses that are holding their own. Unfortunately, that's not the majority. So many of the businesses that, and actually, you know what? I want to read this better because the font is like really, really small. Los Angeles has some of the most closures. New York, then San Francisco, Chicago, Dallas, Texas, rounding out the top five. Illinois, Washington, Pennsylvania, Arizona. Oh, in terms of metro areas, the biggest cities are L.A., New York, San Francisco, Chicago, and Dallas. In terms of states with business closures, California, Texas, Florida, New York, Illinois. I live in Nevada. Nevada apparently was not in the top 10 or top 15, which is kind of interesting because I drive around and the places, I mean, there are places that are ghost towns, but we've had... Luckily, a lot of businesses be able to maybe, shall we say, what's the word for when you compensate? Yeah, kind of compensate where, okay, you know what, we'll do some outdoor seating or we'll open up or we'll sell food and not just bars. So well, maybe that's why. But all I know is if Nevada didn't make the list, then that means these other states are really, really hurt. Now, Honolulu apparently has the highest rate of businesses closing at the highest rate, Honolulu, Hawaii, San Francisco, and then here we are, Las Vegas made number 3 in terms of a geographical area with the highest rate of closures, 11.1%. So I'm overwhelmed, you know, by how this problem is very apparent. We know what we need to do to fix it, and no one's doing anything. It's just, well, it's the virus, and the virus is back in Europe, and Israel had to lock down, so I guess we have to lock it down. And I got to tell you guys, and you better just brace. You better brace for a storm, because when the American people find out that COVID and fighting COVID didn't necessarily need to result in all this, there is going to be hell to pay. There's already been people predicting that no matter who wins the election, there are going to be riots galore. And it's a shame that people have been driven to the point where they're quote-unquote starving. I don't know if he's letting them starve, but, I mean, you can't have your business. You can't feed your family. You can't, you know, feed your employees. And you've lost your career. What do you do next? So we'll talk about this more. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.